we inform.
Religious freedom is about people of faith being able to live out their faith, live out their convictions, no matter where they are.
We equip.
This is a battle of worldviews.
And we activate.
We also rejoice in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, and character, hope.
This is At the Core on American Family Radio.
Welcome to At the Core with Walker Wildman and Rick Green. It's Tuesday, so Rick Green, I'm with you. America's Constitution Coach, Walker Wildman with you Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, and I'm with you Tuesday, Thursday, so thanks for joining me today. Big, big week for Patriot Academy, Wall Builders, American Family, all the different organizations that are working to raise up the next generation, to do the hard work, to bring up a remnant, to raise up a new generation that really does understand the times and knows what to do. The men of Issachar, that's what we're after. Men and women of Issachar today, they look at the culture and they say, yep, it's crumbling. Yeah, there's a lot of problems. Yeah, there's giants in the land. There's fortified cities. There's rubble all around us where the good stuff has been destroyed. But you know what? God's given us this land. We're not giving up on this land. We're picking up the pieces and rebuilding. We're stepping back into the fight, and we're going to be strategic about it. We know what to do. Men of Issachar understand the times and know what to do. And the good news is we do know what to do. I mean, one of the reasons American Family Radio is so popular is because it's chock full of programs that all throughout the day give you hope, because it does. We don't just rant and rave about all this going wrong. We say, okay, look, here's the things that are happening. Here's what the Bible says about that, and therefore here's the solution. Here's where we can turn it around and change things. And for me, I know that is encouraging, and I hope it is for you as well. And the reason this is such a big week for us is we've got our big groundbreaking happening this Saturday, April 22nd, in Fredericksburg, Texas. Man, I'm just telling you, folks, my wife and I have been praying for this for a long, long time. You know, we've had, I guess, 23 years now of bringing kids together at the Capitol for a week. You know, some places we do it for 3 days at a time, and some places a week. And it's been remarkable, the life-changing things that happen there when you teach biblical worldview, when you put young leaders into that leadership laboratory. But we've always had to do that, you know, in a state capitol somewhere or on a campus, college campus, somewhere where we were just essentially there for a few days moving in. And now Patriot Academy has a home. Now Patriot Academy has 178 beautiful acres in Fredericksburg, Texas, that the Lord has provided, and we are rebuilding liberty there. We're rebuilding Independence Hall, no kidding, like a visual representation of liberty. We're building the most incredible gun ranges and classrooms for being able to learn self-defense and have camaraderie and fellowship with folks as you learn to defend your family, and you learn to understand the Second Amendment and why this biblical right of self-defense is so important. We're rebuilding the rotunda of the U.S. Capitol so that you can experience all of that history. I mean, all of this is happening, and the groundbreaking this Saturday is going to be just a wonderful, wonderful occasion. Over 1,100 people. We were hoping for, 800 to 1,000. Already over 1,100 have registered and plan to be there with us Saturday. Congresswoman Lauren Boebert's going to be flying in from Colorado to join us. John Rich, country music legend, is going to be there. It's going to be, it's going to be an amazing afternoon. And I'm just going to – I don't normally do this. I'm not like one of those radio hosts that comes in every day and tells you everything is going good or bad in my life. But I'm just going to tell you, I'm tired. And the reason I'm going to tell you that is because I know you're an incredible audience and you'll pray for us. So we've been working around the clock. And Bobby's going to laugh when I admit this on air. But I'm getting old, man. I'm telling you, Saturday I spent all day with a pole saw and a chainsaw, and my body is rejecting that. So anyway, I'm tired, folks. I'm asking for your prayers for me, for my wife, for all of my kids who are very involved in the ministry and what we do, and just our entire team doing everything, working around the clock to have this thing ready for all these folks that are coming in from across the country. We are so excited about it, though. Have you ever done something where you just – I mean, you poured your heart and soul into it, and you were physically exhausted, but just spiritually uplifted and just excited and fired up. That's how I feel right now. I'm physically exhausted. I know my wife and everybody on our team is, but everybody's just got this energy. There's just this vibe right now of, wow, it's happening. It's happening. We are about to launch the Patriot Academy campus. So I just wanted to share that with you, ask for your prayers and your encouragement, and at the same time just say, hey, good stuff's happening. Don't give up. Help is on the way, and this campus that we're building is going to be a place where you can bring your family and get excited. You can get educated, equipped, inspired, and take that back to your community. That's the whole purpose of this campus, is so that these young people who we had for a week at a time or 3 days at a time in the past, we'll have them for a year at a time. But then for families, you get to come in for a full week and have the Patriot experience and then go back to your community and be the catalyst that will restore liberty in your community. So I just thank you for all your support. Thank American Family Association for its support. We wouldn't be where we are as an organization at all if it wasn't for AFA and AFR. So thank you to all the listeners out there for participating in that as well. I know that even if you're not coming into Texas this Saturday to join us for the groundbreaking and the actual celebration, even though you won't be there physically, I know you're with us in spirit. I know you'll be praying for us. And you can watch it on my Facebook page. So make sure you're on my Facebook page. Is Patriot Rick Green. So if you go to facebook.com/Patriot Rick Green, we're going to stream the groundbreaking ceremony, and it's from 2 to 5. So be ready to, that's 2 to 5 Central. So be ready to watch, and you'll get to see all the festivities and hear the great speeches and see my wife and I hit that shovel into the dirt. It's not an actual gold shovel, but it looks like a gold shovel. It just came in yesterday. It looks pretty cool, folks. I'm just telling you. It's got a really cool Patriot Academy logo on it, you know, carved into the wood, the date and all that good stuff. So can't wait to shove that thing into the ground and have that ceremonial groundbreaking. So watch online on Facebook this Saturday, and we're even going to have a couple of the really cool auction items that you can actually do online. And when I say cool, I'm talking about original paintings by my pastor, Doug Giles, a phenomenal artist. He's got some pretty famous stuff out there, does some incredible patriotic paintings, historical paintings, all kinds of cool stuff. And we're going to have a really cool, I mean, for Patriot Academy campus, it's got to be a Patriot painting, right? Well, he did an original of The Patriot. And it's that scene in the movie The Patriot where Mel Gibson grabs that flag in the battle where the Americans are losing and they're retreating. He grabs that American flag and he starts swinging it, you know, and turns the tide, man. And they turn the battle. It's that scene, and I'm just in love with it. Anyway, we're gonna auction that off, and also I've got a top two easy. Anybody ask me what my favorite movies are, it's always very easy: The Patriot and Braveheart. I mean, that's like a lot of my, I don't know, my philosophy of freedom and my motivation. I always go back to quotes in those two movies. I love them both. So another painting we've got, an original from Doug, is it's actually Mel Gibson in the Braveheart holding that big hammer. So anyway, cool stuff. I didn't mean to go that long. I just wanted to share with you how important and exciting this week is, and also encourage you to be a part of it. Phone number today is 888. I almost gave out my cell phone. I told Bobby I'm mentally exhausted. There's no telling what I'm going to say today. I almost gave out my cell phone, Bobby. That wouldn't be good. 888-589-8840 is the phone number. 888-589-8840 if you want to participate with us. One headline I want to get to before we go to our first break, and then we got a special guest coming up in the second segment today. But one headline I wanted to go to is this whole World Health Organization effort to basically take over our sovereignty, not only our national sovereignty, but our personal sovereignty with our bodies, with our decisions about our health, all of those things. And I just want to bring your attention to a friend of mine. I'm going to try to have him on Thursday, Frank Gaffney from the Center for Security Policy. Great guy. I've been learning from him for, no kidding, 25 years. I went to my first candidate school at the Leadership Institute back when I ran for the legislature in 1990. Well, the election was 98, but I went to this school at Leadership Institute in 1997. Went and spent a week out there and learned so much. And Frank was one of the teachers at the time on international policy and security policy and all that kind of stuff. So just a phenomenal guy. I've been following him ever since, and we've got to do a few things together over the last couple of years, but I think we're going to be doing a lot more together. And I'm going to try to get him on this Thursday, but he has got this thing called Sovereignty Coalition, and it's an effort to stop this World Health Organization takeover of our sovereignty. Because the Senate right now is refusing to do this. We talked about this a little bit a week or two ago. This is a treaty. There's no doubt about it. And the Constitution clearly says a treaty has to be ratified by the Senate. They're not doing that. They're calling it an accord. But it hands over decision-making power to the World Health Organization to decide when there's a pandemic, what we're supposed to do in a pandemic. Basically, everything bad that happened over the last 3 years, the lockdowns, the China model, they want to be able to do that at the drop of a hat. And this is a Chinese-dominated organization. I mean, they are controlled. The World Health Organization is controlled by the Chinese Communist Party. Donald Trump warned about this in April of 2020. He actually said, I'm not giving them any more money. We're defunding the World Health Organization. We're not going to participate. The Chinese control it. So he saw it. Wow, was that 3 years ago? Yeah, I'm doing my math in my head. 3 years ago. He saw it 3 years ago. But the Senate right now does not see it. And so this current president, you know, clearly doesn't see it. I think he's taken by the Chinese, honestly. And so he is handing all this power over to them with these accords, and the Senate is not doing their job. And so we're going to have to step up and really put the pressure on Congress, and specifically the Senate, to invoke their power under the Constitution to call this a treaty and to require ratification by the Senate, and they need to refuse to do that. Now, they already had a vote, basically a test vote on this. I think it was Mike Lee that put it up. And Frank was telling me earlier today that that was, I believe it was 49-47 defeated. So all, I mean, just unbelievable that all these Democrats want to hand over power to an international organization that the Chinese Communist Party controls. I mean, let that sink in, folks. The United States Senate wants to hand over the power for making these kind of decisions to an organization that is controlled by the Chinese Communist Party. That is what we're up against. That is the lay of the land right now, and we need to be well aware of it, and we need to step up. So I'm going to encourage you to go to that website today, sovereigntycoalition.org, sign the declaration as I have done, and start calling senators. Man, start putting in the calls and encouraging them to do their job under the United States Senate and not hand over our sovereignty to the World Health Organization. If you think the insanity of the last 3 years was bad, and maybe you're thinking, Rick, what does it really matter? World Health Organization. I mean, even if they suggest a policy or they demand a policy, how are they going to enforce it? Folks, we watched waitresses enforce unconstitutional mandates over the last 3 years. We watched stewardesses and stewards become tyrants, absolute petty, God complex tyrants. And it happened all throughout this nation. So instead of being a nation in love with liberty and valuing freedom, we became a nation completely obsessed with these tyrannical orders from governors and, frankly, suggestions from the White House and sometimes executive orders that were completely unconstitutional. So don't tell me about how are they going to enforce it. Just look at what happened over the last 3 years with mere suggestions from the CDC, the Center for Demented Confusion, and you will see how quickly this can go awry. And if it can go awry when the CDC is the one making the suggestions, just imagine when it's the World Health Organization and they're claiming to have the power to do it and that the whole world is doing it. And if we don't, you know, we're the bad guys. I mean, that's where we're headed. That's what this will be all about. And so we've got to prevent this. We've got to stop it. The only way to stop it is through the United States Senate. And if the United States Senate doesn't stop it and they give this power up, which, by the way, and we'll talk to Frank about this Thursday, if I can get him, apparently there was legislation last year at the federal level where this was already snuck in. We're on page like 970 something. They snuck in a handful of pages, essentially saying Congress is okay with this and that Congress is already rubber stamping whatever the World Health Organization does in a pandemic crisis. And of course, we know those words mean nothing. They make up the crisis. They claim it to be a crisis even when it's not. So, folks, we've got a lot of work to do. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just saying, hey, heads up. This is a big deal. This is something we need to be paying attention to. And these are – I don't ask you to make phone calls to Congress very often. This is rare for me to ask this. I know that's something that we do a lot in talk radio. But I try to make it only when it's really, really important and it's going to move the dial. If it can move the needle, if it can move the needle a little, then we should take the few minutes to do that. So sovereigntycoalition.org is the website, sovereigntycoalition.org. My friend Frank Gaffney runs the organization over there, founded it, and Tobby Waller, just good folks. They're with us. They're our kind of folks, and they're doing good work, and they're leading the charge on this. And we've got a lot of friends, Kevin Freeman and a lot of organizations that are involved in this, wall builders. So this is a massive shift in the question, who decides? And it gives way too much power to international organizations. I don't think we should give any power to international organizations to make decisions for us with regard to our health care and our family and our kids, and that's what this does. So we need to say no. All right, phone number when we come back, 888-589-8840. We're going to be talking about a really cool opportunity for you to join us at our amazing For His Glory Alone conference. Stay with us. You're listening to At the Core.
When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked rule, the people mourn. My name is Abraham Hamilton III, and this is the Hamilton Minute. Jessica Bates became a single mother and widow after she lost her husband to a car crash. Miss Bates, a Christian, sought to open her home to adopt a sibling pair, but the Oregon Department of Human Services denied her adoption application because her Christian beliefs wouldn't allow her to respect, accept, and support sexual orientation, gender identity, and gender expression as the agency's regulations require. Miss Bates has secured the services of Alliance Defending Freedom, and she has filed a lawsuit against the agency for excluding her from adopting due to her Christian faith.
Listen each weekday from 5 to 6 p.m. Central for the Hamilton Corner, or visit the podcast page at AFR.net for more from Abraham Hamilton III, public policy analyst for the American Family Association.
Bob Kraft is the founder of Reach a Village Ministries.
In more than 20 countries of the world, Reach a Village is encouraging and training and equipping people to go into places where the gospel has not been preached.
God is using Reach a Village in remarkable ways.
We've seen the single largest baptismal events in both Cambodia and Thailand. Numbers and numbers of people very receptive to the gospel. Historic numbers. It's God's hand on the movement. It's not us. There's no secret sauce here. We got back to the basics of what the Word of God says. These wonderful local believers took that and went with it.
Learn how you can partner with Reach a Village when you visit reachavillage.org/AFR. Again, reachavillage.org/AFR. Here's Bert Harper on the AFA Fishbowl Retreat 2023.
We are so determined to come alongside the church and to support pastors who share Christ with others, but also stand in the gap for righteousness. And Fishbowl will encourage that pastor to be that kind of a man.
Bert and his wife Jan are hosting again this year with speakers Jeff and Debbie Shreve from Real Truth for Today.
Every difficulty that comes into your life and my life, it's a test of faith. The stormy sea where Jesus is asleep in the boat. That's a test of their faith, and they didn't do very well. And so most of the time when we ask that question, why, God's response is, my child, just trust me.
The AFA Fishbowl Retreat 2023, September 26th through the 28th at the Riverbend Retreat Center in beautiful Glen Rose, Texas. Register at repairingthefoundations.net. Repairingthefoundations.net or call 662-844-5036, extension 297.
At the Core podcasts are available at AFR.net. Now, back to At the Core on American Family Radio.
Welcome back to At the Core with Walker Wildman and Rick Green. I'm Rick Green, America's Constitution Coach. Thanks for staying with us on this Tuesday. And as we went to break, our producer extraordinaire let me know that, guess what, Frank Gaffney's going to be with you tomorrow with Walker Wildman. So here I've been talking about Frank for the last 15 minutes. I didn't know he's going to be on with Walker, so that's going to be great. I'm so glad y'all are going to get to hear from him tomorrow. Will be very, very cool. But right now, we got somebody even better than Frank. Maria Hamilton's with us. And when people ask me, you know, or say something about my wife is the better half, I usually say, no, she's like way the better half, like beyond the better half, like the better three quarters. I think that's the same with the Hamiltons. So anyway, Maria, hey, thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much, Rick. You literally just said I'm better than Frank. I don't know about that. I do not know about that. That's the
Well, for sure, the topic is a much more fun topic to talk about. You know, with Frank, we're always talking about how the world's falling apart and we got to fix it, which is good. You got to do that. But, you know, if we don't fix our marriages and we don't have good home lives, I always tell people, man, I've been saying this forever, and it's true. If it, you know, it's not as important what's going on in the White House or the State House as what's going on in your house. And so if we're not raising good kids,
right,
if we're not paying attention to what's happening in our own house, if it falls apart there, then there's no hope for the country. So this Marriage, Family, and Life Conference is critical, and so excited about it. So tell us when it is, where it's going to be, and do you have to be local? Can you travel in and go to it? Let's get into it.
Yeah. So it's called the Marriage, Family, Life Conference. This is going to be the fifth annual one we're hosting, and I'm very excited about it. It's going to be July 6th through the 8th at the Cadence Bank Arena here in Tupelo, Mississippi. And I'm telling you, for your listening audience, MarriageFamilyLife.net is the website to register, MarriageFamilyLife.net. I would urge everybody listening to go and check out the website and register as soon as possible. The things we have planned for this summer at this conference are going to be amazing. Amazing.
Well, I think I have a misprint because this thing is 3 days long, and I'm showing on my notes it's only $75 a person. That cannot be right. It's got to be like, you know, $75 a day. It's only 75. Is it really only $75 a person?
So, yeah, the reason why we're trying to keep it affordable is because we understand that families travel from other places, like you mentioned earlier, and they have, you know, they usually come with their children because we have some good stuff going on for the kids that we'll talk about in a minute, but we're trying to keep it affordable. So, yeah, we want all the families to come with large families, small families, so we're trying to keep it affordable.
And the kids are only 50, and in fact, I had missed that when I was looking at it, because usually, you know, my wife and I have done this. We usually go to a marriage conference or whatever. It's just, you know, you and the spouse, you got to find somebody, kids, all that kind of stuff. You guys have kids' activities as a part of this. You just mentioned that. What kinds of things will they be doing?
Yeah, so we have what's called the Youth Apologetics Track, and I am the director of from the 4-year-old to the 12-year-old, and then we have directors that are going to be over the teens, 13 to 17-year-olds. And the Youth Apologetics Track is going to be what I call a conference within a conference, or two conferences for one, if you will. You know, usually, like you said, you would have to find care for your children, or if they provide care, it would just be like a, you know, just facilitating regular care, for the children. But what we're trying to do is we are trying to feed the entire family at this place, not just, yeah, you know, with food, but with the Word of God. And so our hope is that families will bring their children, they would register them. What I am hoping to do, my heart, passion, and I know God gave it to me, is to equip children to defend the faith, really, to be able to pour into them what they need to be able to stand firm on the truth of His Word and therefore be a strong light in this world. Because as you know, it is chaotic and it is crazy. And the church needs to be able to equip the children. So that's what my commitment to this is to be able to develop a curriculum that is going to equip the children, to pour into them, to answer the questions that they have about the Word of God and how they can stand firm on those beliefs in light of this culture that is really trying to take them captive.
Amen. Amen. Ah, Maria, I thank God for you because that is so needed right now. And parents that are listening right now, I know their hearts are jumping. They're going, oh, I want that for my kids. I want them to have that grounding. You know, everybody's starting to recognize what we're up against, and there's a cultural onslaught for the hearts and minds of our kids. And if they're not prepared, if they're not taught the truth, then they fall for the lie. And so to be able to come to something like this and get that kind of foundation, especially at a young age, I mean, there's, you know, listen, there's a lot of really good programs for, you know, teenage and up, with Summit Ministries, Leaders Academy, yeah, Patriot Academy, all that. Yeah. There's a lot of great programs. There's so little for the kids, for the younger kids. So the fact that you're doing this warms my heart. I just think it's critical for this moment in time. So I'm pumped about that, parents. That's a good enough reason to come in and of itself. But while the kids are doing that, then the parents have their own workshops and things they're going to go to. And man, this lineup of speakers is absolutely incredible. I love Kathy Cook. She's absolutely amazing. Her material's amazing. Israel Wayne's going to be there. Jenna Ellis, Ryan Baumberger. I mean, there's this guy, Abraham Hamilton III. Have you heard of him?
Yeah, I don't know who that is. I mean, I hope he's good, you know?
This is going to be amazing. I cannot believe the lineup you guys have put together. I'm so excited. And so, again, for the whole family.
Let me also say this, though, some of those speakers are also going to be speaking to the kids, too. So, again, we want to make sure that we emphasize the reality that it's not just that the parents are going to be fed. Those same speakers have slots for the children all the way from 4 years old to 17. So, yeah, not only is it going to be, you know, heavy hitters for the adults, but also for the children.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Okay, so, folks, you're listening right now. You're getting excited. I know you're hearing about all this stuff that's going to happen over the course of those 3 days, and you had to gotten extra excited when you heard the price and how inexpensive it is. And so now you got to start thinking about the timing. July 6th through the 8th, you got plenty of time to plan and travel and come in. And Maria, the website, marriagefamilylife.net, is that right? That's the place you go for more info and to register?
Yes, that's correct. Please go and register as soon as possible because it gets filled up really fast.
marriagefamilylife.net, marriagefamilylife.net. marriagefamilylife.net. Now, I know we've got a lot of ministries that listen as well. There are opportunities for you to be there and have a booth and be a part of it as a vendor. So check that out when you go to the website as well. But an entire family experience here. So this isn't just for mom and dad, kids as well. And I'm, you know, I know I'm a little bit biased on this particular topic, but I've just got such a passion for the youthful generation and equipping them. And what you said earlier just strikes a chord with me. The whole the apologetics and being able to defend the faith and to know why they believe what they believe. We failed on that so bad for the last two generations, and so that's why we lose, you know, 70-80% of these kids in college, and it's a disaster. This is how you turn it around, what you're doing at this conference.
You know, I really think that one of the major areas that the church has missed it in the previous, you know, several decades, is that we've undermined, like, the foundational principles of Scripture, you know, particularly in the book of Genesis. So if you really go down to just the plain beginning of how God created, for example, and we undermine that or we outright reject it in our culture, what we have going forward is literally everything that we are seeing today. So if, for example, if you boil it down to, if God did not make man, you know, men and women distinctly, if God did not make them in the image of God, you have all of these other issues that are coming on now, like, you know, same-sex unions, and you have transgenderism, and of course you have abortion, and you have all of these ideologies that are taking our young people in America captive. That is the reality of what's happening. And even some within the church are being taken captive. And the problem is that the church in the past has not been equipping the young mind, but not because they didn't want to. I think it's because maybe there's been a blind spot of how important it is, really. Because I always say this, you know, when young children ask, like, just random questions, and these are the questions that have been asked, right, to me. They'll say, you know, Rick, does Adam and Eve, did they have a belly button? You know, that question sounds very silly, right? And you're like, I don't know. What? Does that even matter? Well, what the child is really asking, if you think about it, what the child is asking is, can I trust the Bible? Like, if the Bible says Adam and Eve were the first people that God created, and we know we get belly buttons as far as from, you know, the umbilical cord, well, they were the first people. Did they have belly buttons? What they're trying to answer, they're asking is the Bible reliable?
Can
is
I
the
trust
Bible
it?
Trustworthy?
Yeah.
Yes, can I trust it? So let's not continue. It is my heart's, you know, desire to not continue putting the kids to the side and hoping that they grow up to love Jesus. Like, they have questions, we must answer them. And that's one major thing we want to do as part of this conference, is to be able to answer those questions and give them real life answers. Because guess what? If we don't answer them as the body of Christ, the world will.
Amen.
And they are, which is why they're being taken captive by hollow and deceptive philosophies, like the Bible says. So that's one of the aspects of this conference that we are really, really passionate about.
100%. If I had a big gong thing or something I could hit just to say, you know, amen, I would. I mean, I thank you, Bobby. That's perfect. Yes. I mean, I want to stand up and do the ooh, ooh, ooh. I mean, it's just exactly what you're saying is so needed. And the cool thing is, when you this is what I hope will give parents hope. When you do teach this kind of truth and you give them this kind of strong foundation where they can in confidence defend the faith, they don't have to feel like they're you know, standing on shaky ground or shallow ground.
Right.
They have a deep, strong foundation to stand on. And then you also couple that with the fact that God's way is not only right, it works best, and they can be joyful about what they're defending. And it's not this, you know, we have this image in America sometimes today, I think, of this, you have to be this, you know, sad, always mad, prude person. If you're a Christian, you can't have joy and all. When in fact, it's the life after the comma. It's the abundant life when you do it God's way. And so you're combining that. You're teaching them the defense of the faith and the joy of their salvation, and that's going to make for wonderful warriors for God.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Our focus is going to be, particularly for this year, is going to be to glorify God, right? Like, for His glory alone. And so that's really my hope, is that when families come for this conference, that they will be motivated to really give it all for the glory of God. And the only way I have learned myself, this is just my testimony, I have learned that the more questions I had that were answered with the truth, the more I was able to, like, lay my whole weight down upon the truth of God and then glorify Him. You know what I mean? Like, and I think at this conference, our heart's desire is that everybody would be able to, like, really understand that this faith that we're talking about is not only to make you get fuzzies in your belly, you know, like to make you feel good. This is the truth. This is like what we must live for, you know, and must die for, really, if you think about it, you know. So, man, if families would register so that they can come and be encouraged and be solidified and be empowered, you know, and then have the passion that they need to go back to their own communities.
Yes.
And fight, you know.
That's a great point. No, it's not just that you're going to go and strengthen your marriage, strengthen your child's worldview,
right,
and their defense of the faith and all that. You're going to take that and then multiply it. Take it back to your community and multiply it. MarriageFamilyLife.net, MarriageFamilyLife.net, all one word, basically. And so inexpensive, $75 for adults, $50 for kids, 3 full days. It's in Tupelo, Mississippi, July 6th. Through 8th, July 6th through 8th. What a great way to celebrate independence and celebrate our declaration principles that we hold these truths. You're going to be learning truth. You're going to be celebrating that. We're going to be learning truth. You're going to be learning that our freedom comes from God. You're going to learn how to live out your marriage and your life in a way that is for His glory. MarriageFamilyLife.net. And real quick, Maria, just rattling off some of the folks that are going to be there. Adam and Tara Lowry. You're going to have Israel Wayne, Dr. Lee Brand, Dr. Kathy Cook, Dr. George Barna, Jason Lyle, Jenna Ellis, Ryan Bomberger, and of course, Abe Hamilton III. It's going to be phenomenal. I mean, this is a full lineup, and it's literally from, starting Thursday evening at 4 o'clock and then all day Friday through the evening, all day Saturday. This is a lot that's going to cost you very little, but it's going to have a great reward. So I'm excited, Maria. This is going to be so good and plant some really good seeds for the whole country.
I am too. If you really look at that lineup, it's really interesting how we are attempting to cover a lot of angles when it comes to our faith. Like you have Jason Lyle, who is an astrophysicist. I love that man. I'm telling you, he is amazing. He literally brings out, like, he zooms out and shows you creation from God's perspective. It just is amazing, all the evidence that he has and how captivating his messages are. He's going to be talking to the adults as well as the children. I'm excited about that. So that angle, because one other thing that I always will emphasize, our faith is not a dumb faith. This is very intelligent, right?
That's
so
right.
So we're not talking about just, you know, like just the spiritual ideas in our heads. No, this is real, and there's evidence for the truth of Scripture. And so some of these speakers are going to be hitting on that. Then you have the Bombergers who are going to come in highlighting the value of a human life, you know. And I don't know if you've heard of Ryan Bomberger.
Oh, he's fantastic. I love him. Oh, he's fantastic. Yes. I've had him twice on my show, and he just blew me away both times.
So they're going to be speaking as well to the children and the adults. His wife, Bethany, has written several children's books. They're going to be there. I'm sure they're going to have a booth. I'm pretty sure they're going to have a booth there selling their merchandise. It's going to be amazing. A lot of these speakers, Israel Wayne, oh my gosh,
he's
books
great.
Are amazing as well. He's great. Yeah. So he's going to speak to the adults as well. I'm excited.
Oh, it's so good. And I just want, what you said about, I mean, this is not a dumb faith. This isn't this is where for too long the church shied away from the debates and the information and the data and the studies and all of those things, instead of realizing we're supposed to serve Him with all our hearts, our bodies, and our minds. And by serving Him with our minds, we bring glory to Him. And that's so much of what's going to happen at this conference. You're right. Fantastic speakers. Of course, Jason being the astrophysicist, I never get confused with the intelligence of an astrophysicist. So there was this is very, very different. You get, instead of getting the country boy, you're going to get the smart folks actually teaching. It's going to be really, really good. I mean, I love the diversity you've got in terms of all the different topics. I mean, a George Barna to talk about the culture and that sort of thing. Kathy talking about the brain and how it works. And, I'm telling you, folks, you're going to go home with golden nuggets in your workbooks. You're going to learn so much that you're going to be able to apply. Maria, this was fun. I'm excited. This is going to be a great conference, July 6th through 8th. Looking forward to getting a lot of people there.
Yeah, I am really looking forward to it as well. I'm actually, you know, what's happened the last 5 years, every time it's grown and we meet new people, and it really feels like family. When you go and you attend with all these families from all over our country, it really feels like family, because a lot of us are like-minded. We're trying to, you know, grow in our faith with the Lord, are trying to combat this dark world and trying to make sure our children don't get taken captive. And so it really becomes a community, and a lot of people have even returned, and it really is like a family. It's awesome.
Love it. That's Maria Hamilton. You can join her on July 6th through 8th. It's going to be phenomenal. Go to marriagefamilylife.net, marriagefamilylife.net. Get registered soon. It's going to fill up. You don't want to miss it. July 6th through 8. Maria, thanks so much for joining me on this segment.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back on At the Core.
Friendships is offering an exciting opportunity for young adults who want to grow in their walk with God, become physically fit, and learn relief ministry while serving in the Middle East. This is an amazing opportunity to serve God and experience Israel. Check out Seahawk's one-year scholarship program at friendships.org or call 337-433-5022. That's 337-433-5022. The next session begins August 19th.
When you hear this,
this is American Family News.
You know what follows is the truth. Your news from a Christian perspective.
Hundreds of teachers are going to have to walk into that school building, and they are forced to swallow political ideology that in many cases violates their very faith and conscience.
If you miss it at the top of the hour, American Family News podcasts are available at AFN.net. And sign up for our daily news brief at AFN.net.
And my father, your great-grandfather, fought in World War II.
Really?
He was a gunner on the big ship out in the Pacific Ocean.
Wow.
Your great-grandmother did her part, too.
Was she on a ship?
Oh, no. She stayed back home. She and a lot of her friends worked really hard in a factory because the men had gone off to war.
Ooh.
And they held scrap metal drives to help in the war effort. The folks back home were heroes, too.
Here at the American Family Association, we consider you the heroes back home. As you fulfill your responsibility of caring for your family day to day, your partnership with us is crucial as we fight the enemies of freedom in America. Thank you for your commitment to the American Family Association.
Grandpa, what's a scrap metal drive?
Let's get some cookies, and I'll tell you all about it.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Davis.
Crosspoint Church in Maine is challenging a state law that requires schools to bow to LGBT mandates in order to qualify for the tuition program. Folks, under this law, eligible families would be financially prevented from sending their children to a private Christian school. As a ministry that has defended and aided thousands of people of faith, Pacific Justice Institute applauds the church's boldness in fighting for faith-based schools' right to religious freedom. Please join PJI in prayer for the court to strike down this burdensome policy and for more individuals to oppose government efforts seeking to abridge our fundamental religious freedoms.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at pji.org. Remember the website, pji.org.
This is At the Core on American Family Radio with your host, Walker Wildman.
Welcome back to At the Core. Rick Green, America's Constitution Coach, with you this afternoon. And just a reminder, make sure you go to marriagefamilylife.net. That's marriagefamilylife.net. Get signed up for that conference July 6th through the 8th. July 6th through the 8th, it'll take place in Tupelo, Mississippi at the Cadence Bank Arena. It's only going to be $75 a person for adults and $50 for kiddos ages 4 to 17, and a really cool apologetics track for the kids. I'm excited about it. Go check it out, marriagefamilylife.net. And one other quick announcement. I just got this from my daughter, and it was I just got to share it. It's just so cool. I love the Bible Bee. I don't know if you've ever heard of it or been a part of it, but BibleBee.org is the website. And, man, they're giving away $150,000 in prize money for memorizing Scripture. And I've watched these kids. I emceed it one year, years ago. I was, like, on with Ray Comfort. It was fun. It was like I'd never done a game show before. And I'm telling you, I was embarrassed by how smart these kids were, how much Scripture they knew, how perfectly they knew it, like word for word. I felt, honestly, very, very inadequate. But anyway, cool stuff. Good thing to get your family involved in. And my daughter Cameron was just sharing with me some of the videos from last year's. I just thought I'd mention that. BibleBee.org. Make sure you check that out for your family. They're starting their year-long study right now for the competitions for next year. Okay, let's get to the phones. And if you want to participate and call in today, we would love to hear from you. You can be a part of the program by calling 888-589-8888. 4-0. And if I can hit the right button here, we're going to start with James in Tennessee, who's been very patient. James, thank you for waiting so long and hanging out with us this afternoon. Go ahead. What's your comment or question?
My comment is, well, what we need to do to put pressure on the whole situation with the World Health Organization is we call our congressmen. They are negotiating the debt limit. Make the debt limit negotiation dependent upon withdrawal from the World Health Organization. Call your congressman and call Kevin McCarthy and make the House say, World Health Organization, either no World Health Organization or a debt limit negotiation. But they can't get the debt limit negotiation unless we withdraw from that World Health Organization. And just sit on it on that basis.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's a great point, James, honestly. I mean, it's the whole debt limit thing should have been, I mean, that's a big hammer. I mean, that's a chance to really get some good concessions. And I think they've, you know, McCarthy's negotiating pretty tough. I think they're getting some good things. But, you know, this one, like you said, I mean, this is so important. It should be used as a major negotiating tool because, you know, listen, it's one thing when you have tyrants at the local level that you can hopefully hold accountable and eventually get out of office. It's another thing to have them at the state level. It's harder. We watched that over the last 3 years as virtually every governor in the country became a tyrant. Kristi Noem, the exception to that rule, and Ron DeSantis, the first one to apologize for doing so and quickly turn from those wicked ways and hit home runs every day after that. But other than them, I mean, you know, it was hard to find a governor that wasn't doing the mandates and the orders. And so even at the state level, it's hard to hold them accountable. Well, at the federal level, it's super hard to hold tyrants accountable. Just imagine at the international level. Imagine if you give this power to the World Health Organization. It's impossible at that point. Our voice will be meaningless in holding them accountable. So great call. I think, yes, absolutely use that. And you know, I did see, I'll be honest with you, I haven't read the details yet, but I did see that the House Republican leadership were basically saying, I think yesterday, maybe it was this morning, touting their first 100 days in the in control as the Republican majority and the different things that they've done. You know, one of the most important things was just the process package, the rules package of how they operate to be more transparent and more member driven. They basically overruled a lot of Pelosi's way of running the House as a tyrant. And that was the 20 Republicans that held out until, you know, McCarthy agreed to all of that. And so, you know, they had a really good package that got passed. And so McCarthy's actually bragging about it now. I think he's happy that it happened. He has to be, you know, because it gave a lot of people hope that you could get some of those big changes done. But anyway, so they're, you know, they're talking about some of the things that they've gotten done. Very, you know, we got to keep in mind, folks, the Republicans have one half of one branch. So that's it. They've got the House, not the Senate. So one half of the Congress, and the Democrats have, you know, complete control of the White House, obviously, that entire branch, and then the Senate, that half of the congressional branch, and then the court, the judicial branch, is really a 50-50. I mean, I know we've got technically a Republican majority on the Supreme Court, and sometimes they hit home runs, which they did with the Bruin case and the Dobbs case and, you know, the life and Second Amendment issues and some other things. But, man, they've also failed miserably on election integrity and some other things. So I would argue the Supreme Court is a 50-50. Therefore, what you really have, the Republicans have the House. And so James is right. It's all negotiation at that point. You have to use that power to negotiate and stop the president from being able to do things, stop the Senate from being able to do things. And that takes, it takes a lot of backbone. It takes a lot of grit. And then it just takes discernment. So if you want to, when you're praying, and the Bible tells us to pray for our leaders, pray for those who are in authority. When you're praying, one of the most important things you can pray for is discernment and wisdom for those decision makers like McCarthy and others that are going to have to decide where to draw the line, when to give in, when to hold out. I mean, they can't just hold out all the time and never do anything. So they have to find the right place. They're not going to get everything. Let's face it. We've got a tough road ahead. And so they have to just do the best they can with what they got, where they are. And so pray for a lot of wisdom and a lot of discernment there. Okay, let's go back to the phones. We've got Vince in Oklahoma. Vince, there we go. Vince, how are you, man? Thanks for calling in from Oklahoma.
Oh, you're welcome. Rick, I really enjoy when you're on the show. I really
do. Thank you. Thank you, man.
I come from a, I mean, there are a lot of other families kind of like mine. I mean, I come from a real patriotic family, all the way from Brandywine Creek to Baghdad. We've had members with our last name serve. But I had a question about your Patriot Academy grounds that you said you were building a replica of Independence Hall.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We want to have the exact same, the Independence Hall exactly like it was when the Founding Fathers did the Declaration and did the Constitution, so that people can come from all over the country and experience that instead of having to go to Philadelphia and get shot in downtown Philadelphia. It's a cesspool there now.
Now, is it going to have a bell?
Yep. We're going to do the Liberty Bell. I'll be honest with you. I'm conflicted on where to put it, because there's a part of me that wants to do the whole tower thing and have the actual, have it up there. Then there's a part of me that wants to do it like it is right now in Philadelphia, where it has its own kind of place you walk through and get to see the crack and all that good stuff, and definitely the scripture liberty and everything. Well, but then there's a part of me that I want to have it in Independence Hall, because for a long time it actually sat in the corner of the room in there where they did the Constitution and Declaration, and that was the scene when Abraham Lincoln came through in 1861 on his way to become get sworn in as president. And there's a great story of how he gave a little impromptu speech about defending the principles of the Declaration, that he would rather die than turn his back on those principles. And of course, 4 years later would be assassinated and sacrifice his life for those principles. But I just love that whole history of that scene. And so anyway, that's more than you wanted to know, Vince, but trying to decide where to put the Liberty Bell.
The reason I asked is because the bell that's hanging in Independence Hall right now, the Centennial Bell, has my last name.
Oh, how cool is that? No
yeah, the
kidding.
Family had a bell founder for 126 years. So.
Wow. Oh, that's awesome. Oh, man. Well, you need to help me get this bell. What do you call that when you put it in the foundry and you cast it? Is that the right word? I guess. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, cast. Yeah.
Yeah. So that would be cool, brother. Hey, man, reach out. I'm going to put you on hold. If you would give your info to my producer, that'd be kind of neat. We might find a way to collaborate.
Yeah, I might even be able to help you find a Manili bell out there.
That'd be awesome. I love it. Well, thank you, Vince. Appreciate you calling in. I hope I hit the right button here so they can still get your info. We'll see if that worked. In fact, folks, this is going to be a Disneyland for Patriots. When you come to Fredericksburg, Texas, you step on the Patriot Academy campus, you step back in time, and you get to experience, the signing of the Declaration of Independence, the framing of the Constitution. You'll do your Constitution class in that same room. It's going to be amazing. I cannot wait to get Independence Hall built. We're moving fast. We've only been on the ground 90 days, and we've already built two big buildings for our warehouse and for our constitutional defense classes, our classroom there, and simulation rooms and all that good stuff. We've got about 60,000 square feet of ranges already in. So that particular course, constitutional defense, is one of our most popular courses. Great demand, thousands of people on the waiting list. So that's why we started there. But then we will move quickly into building the rest of the campus out. And you can check it out. You can learn more about it at patriotacademy.com. That's patriotacademy.com. Just click on the picture of the campus there, and there's a video that'll tell you all about it. And you'll get to see the 3D imagery of what the campus is going to look like. And come visit, come check it out. Come walk on that ground, pray on that ground. We have people that come out and pray for the lives that are going to be changed, the young people that are going to come through there for their leadership training, all the families that are going to come through for their patriot experience and learning biblical worldview and constitutional governance. Just going to be a lot of cool stuff happen right there on that property. And if you want, you can you can sponsor. You can have a brick with your name on it, so you can check out learning how to do all that, or a bench with your family's name on it. There's lots of ways to participate and be a part of the campus. American Family's already been a big part of it. They've been a wonderful sponsor of the things that we're doing there, and just so thankful for the partnership there. We did our share-a-thon last week, but one of the things I talked about in that you just don't realize as a listener probably of American Family Radio, you don't realize how many ministries, people, organizations, churches get blessed and touched by American Family Association. They don't brag about it. You just don't know. There are so many groups, organizations, ministries that the Wildman family and American Family have come alongside, sometimes at the very beginning, seeding those organizations and helping them to launch and grow, sometimes at a point of growth like we are at Patriot Academy, multiple times. they have come along and said, hey, we'll help. Here's a donation for you to be able to take that next step. So I just want to thank everybody that gave last week during the Share-a-thon. You can still give, of course, but if you know, be a part of this, not only this radio network and the truth that goes out over the radio waves and through the internet and all of those things, but all the different things that American Family Association is doing. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing to be a part of. Okay, let's see if we can get in. Looks like I got a few minutes left here. Might get in two more calls. Let's try Mike in South Carolina. Mike in South Carolina calling. Mike, thanks for calling in, man. What's your comment or question?
Well, I was just going to ask you what a plain, simple, hardworking person can do to combat George Soros' money that is destroying this country. I mean, yeah. We got all kind of laws for seat belts and what have you. Why can't you have a law that stop this man's evil money from getting to people?
Yeah, you know, Mike, it's sometimes when we see that and we see these big, you know, billionaires and multinational corporations and certainly these tyrannical organizations like World Health Organization, we see those things and we think, man, it's so big, I can't do anything at my level. Like you said, as just an average American, what can I do to stop a George Soros? And the good news is that the activity that we do at the local level is where the most protection can be put in place for our own families, for our own property and businesses and that sort of thing. So there is a way to insulate to some degree against a lot of this, you know, and I know some people are going to write me after this, but literally one world order type mindset of the Bill Gateses and the George Soros of the world. They're headed that direction. I used to think that's all talk. No. That's what they're doing. That's what this whole World Health Organization power grab is all about as well. And so, Mike, I think we have to fight harder and harder at the county level to have strong communities and counties, and then at the state level, then at the federal level, then at the international level. We have to take on literally rebuilding the walls next to our house. It's basically the biblical example. So you go back to Ezra and Nehemiah. We got to do the Ezra thing, rebuilding our churches, strengthening worldview, getting back to the really, really good solid biblical worldview, falling in love with God's word again, falling in love with his way, with doing the life after the comma, the abundant life in John 10 and 10. So that's the beginning. We start there. And then in our communities, in Nehemiah, we rebuild where we've been planted. So wherever you've been planted, you pick up the trowel and the sword and you rebuild the wall just like in Nehemiah, right next to your house. And then little by little, it's not going to happen overnight, but little by little, those little efforts in our neighborhoods and our communities collectively will begin to move the needle nationally. And who knows where it's all going to go? I mean, I'm called to be faithful, not successful. And so we may save America and we may not. We may only save parts of America before it's over, right? But I pray we save the whole country. If we have a true reformation where we get back to loving God's word, where we get back to truth, and that starts to permeate the culture again, that will lead to revival, and then I think we can save the entire country. But I can't promise you that's going to happen. So I don't want to give false hope, but I want to say regardless of what you see with your human eyes, regardless of the results that you're seeing politically or what the president does or what Congress does or any of those things, you can still have hope. You can still have joy. You can still fight with a knowledge and an understanding and a peace that you know God's in charge. And I think we have to be able to do that. So when we talk about a Soros or World Health Organization or these big entities, we have to keep that in perspective and say we're not going to give up. We're not going to see giants in the land and fortified cities and say it's too hard. We're going to say, as we said earlier in the program, God's given us the land. We can take the land. It's going to be a little bit at a time, just like the children of Israel when they took the promised land. It was incremental. Didn't happen overnight. In the same way, for us to take a country back, to restore a constitutional republic, to restore the Constitution itself, is going to take time. And so I urge you to stay in the fight, be hopeful, be joyful, and know that duty is ours, results are God's. Duty is ours, results are God's. As I close out today, make sure you visit that website, marriagefamilylife.net. Get signed up for the conference, marriagefamilylife.net. I'm Rick Green. Thanks for listening to At the Core.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.